entre les cœurs. Liquid Entrepreneurship and Small Bars Daily Business. Dear Entrelequeurs, welcome to a little hangover and a little selfish episode of the Entreliqueur. I hope you don't mind, first of all, being hangover, because yesterday we had our Christmas party for both teams of Le Lion and Boileman Bar, and we become quite professional on that, because, I mean, first of all, when you work in hospitality, our Christmas parties are normally beyond Christmas, which means we don't do them in the main season. We do them like after Christmas. And so when we started this, this always ended up in somewhere in summer and things like that. And now we become quite quick because I thought it's quite clever to do it really early in January, because first of all, everybody is still a little bit in Christmas mood. First of all, you still hit the teams who really actually did the hard work for the whole year, because sometimes when you wait too long, you know, teams change or whatever. And also, first week of January is always very low business, and I just looked numbers every year. So the first weekends, the first Sundays, they are always really, really slow business in most of my bars. So also from this standpoint, because what I really like is to close down the places. Normally I love to operate the places every day, but for this event, I think it's just great to have whole teams together and celebrate together. I think once or twice a year you should do that, and maybe even close your bar. I mean, that's up to you and your business, but I really like the fact. And so it was a good start for the year. And honestly, normally, you know, as a professional, I mean, we all know that when you're a little bit longer in the business, that Christmas parties can also be very tricky. So normally, I'm more after like 20 plus years on the standpoint that it's clever to leave around midnight. So I normally decided to be home at 1, but today I was home at, you know, around 4. Because we ended up in a really nice bar, and here comes the selfish part, and I hope you forgive me, and don't get me wrong, they have a really nice concept, but in the concept there was elements from Boileman Bar which they just took over, and this is something I see more and more, that the how we set up the highball bar Boileman, the way we work with the freezer and the glasses and the working station, very simple, everything not really expensive to do it. Not a real, like, not a bartender's dream working station, just a very efficient and kind of, I wouldn't say cheap, but it's affordable way to start working a small bar, especially when you combine a kind of pub or beer thing with drinks. I think what we started 5+ years ago in Eppendorf with our Boileman system, and I see it now all over Germany, people really take over the system 1-to-1. And this was, and don't get me wrong, we was at Tipsy Baker. I will tell you about Tipsy Baker because I think they do a fantastic thing and it's a great concept how they do it. But first of all, I was entering and it was just, you know, the whole working place. They use the same, you know, mats, the blender, they use the same preparation. It was just, I just like that. They have the same freezers. I was like, cool. I like to see, it's a compliment, you know, when people take over your system, how you work, because I think we created something really specific and now they took it over, and I see it all over Germany, and also I started to see it in other countries. So I think we really kind of changed the way to work. We took away this super classic mixologist thing, which there's nothing wrong on, don't get me, we love bartending, but we just changed the way and the approach to drinks in a really nice way. And that was just, I liked that when I was walking in this bar yesterday. I just was like, cool. I like to see that, you know, just people take this over because it has become so common. Everybody's now fine to work with the way we are, also they create new ones, kind of premixes to do quick highballs. And I really like that. So Tipsy Baker, what I liked on them is, first of all, it's a really cool bar. And second of all, What I really liked is it's one of the rare bars who had open long hours on a Sunday night, which is great because they are kind of new. And normally when you start your business, many bars, I mean, we started at Le Lion. Also, we said, hey, let's do 7 days a week. And after a time, we decided, man, we cannot afford it. So we fall back on 5 days a week. We cut down our opening hours. And then when the business picked up, over the next 1 or 2 years, we started to reopen again. And now for long years, we are already open 7 nights a week. But I think it's tricky when you start. And I really like the fact that they are open 7 nights a week because they're quite young. I just checked the internet. I think they're like 1 month old. But I really like them. I like where they are located. It's an area also downtown. It's a little bit like Le Lion because it's downtown and the area of Hamburg when you're downtown is quite slow at night, but they are in a really cool area because next to it it's a thing called the Klimperkiste, which is a typical hangout for hospitality people in Hamburg. Very, very long opening hours. They always serve like quite good food, very long, like the whole night. And they have really, they became a good kind of bar. Now they have a great bar team, decent drinks. And it's, I think it's always clever when you do your business to go somewhere where other people are or to create an area where all of a sudden for the consumer is something happening. So it's more easy for the consumer to go to this area. And so it could be for me, I mean, there should be something in common. So when you want to address consumers and you want to, you know, reach out to some people, you should make sure that your neighborhood bars are kind of addressing the same people, even if concepts are different. And this could be an area where you just decide you go late at night because you now already know that two bars are open. So it could be interesting. I like that. But so Tipsy Baker, what I like on them is, you know, you enter a bar and you can feel it. It's just well done. It's a beautiful room. It's laid back. It's more like a mixture of, I saw people naming things like cocktail pub or things like that. So I don't think they're a cocktail pub. They are a bar. But what I like, they have really lots of draft beers. So they have many, I don't know how you call that, taps. And then they have this great and easy highballs, and they make a little fun out of it. So they also serve you really like dodgy drinks from the past. When you start drinking in Germany, it's very popular to have this corn with a lemonade called Fanta. We call it Faco, Fanta corn. And that was things when you start drinking, you're not in legal drinking age, but for sure you start when you're 16 and you're not normally not allowed. And these are things when you start drinking, and they also have a few fun drinks on the menu. They make it fun. They are focusing on, you know, schnapps, aquavit, so little shots. And we all heard about the comeback of the Boilermaker. In Germany, we call it Herrengedeck. I like the play. They play around with this. Herrengedeck is back. I think they have some really creative people behind. Many things are really well done. I like things in the menu. The room is beautiful. They have wonderful music. It's just the really good lighting, which is so essential. You just sit in this. It's a cozy place. I really like it. It's good to go there. And it's, you know, they're focusing on beer. They have the Herrengedeck. But they have also a very special way to serve it, because when you order a Boilermaker, you get a wooden tray, and there is the small beer, draft beer, and they have a menu because they have all these different draft beers. I don't know, 6, 7, 8. So they have different draft beer, and for each of them they have a different shot in a nice way. Like this one's aquavit, this is corn, this is something bourbon, blah. So I really like how they think about it. So you can really have a fun drinking Boilermakers whole night. But with each Boilermaker, you get served on a wooden tray. You get a really nice, rough piece of bread, really good bread, butter, and some pickles. So it's cool. They have a cool service to, you know, upscale the Boilermaker. Also because that's why I guess they're called Tipsy Bakery, because the area, the house, the location where they are in, used to be till the year 2000 a super famous bakery in Germany or in Hamburg, which also created, some rumors say, the Franzbrötchen, which is the most famous bakery roll coming out of Germany or of Hamburg. It's a typical Hamburg thing. And so it's a really classic room. It's also, I think it's, how you call that? It's protected by government because it's so old. So they have really old paintings. The room is really well executed. It has it all. It's a nice kind of neighborhood bar. Okay, the thing is like there is no neighborhood. It's downtown. But I can feel it's a really cool after work place, I guess. I hope that works out. I like the fact that they have this highball system from Boilerman, which I think fits very well to all these concepts when you want to have lots of beer and quick drinks and have a good atmosphere. And I can highly recommend. So if you want to check out something interesting and you are visiting Hamburg, check out Tipsy Baker. I really like what they do. I really like the place. It's cool. And then, I mean, Karim is doing is he came there. He took really care about us. And I didn't have the chance to talk like, you know, a little bit business details. Sometimes I like to do it with people. We just had a good time because it was our Christmas night and we had a few drinks and Boilermakers and fun and good music. But I was thinking the only difference to Boilerman bar from the highball side was they use different ice, which is fine, super cool. They use normal ice cubes. So first of all, what I think is really specific on the Boilerman system is that we freeze the glasses already with the ice inside. For the highballs, we do that with balls, they do it with ice cubes. And I think that really makes a bar really, really quick when you think it to an end. So in a Boilerman bar, we have prepared up to 600, 700, 800 proper glasses a night, and then we can refill them very quick. So bartenders can work super, super quick with really good ice. Everything is set up, even the glass. That makes a bar really, really fast, especially when it comes to highballs and long drinks. And then I thought about, okay, maybe because I now saw a few places in Hamburg taking over the idea of Boilerman, small glasses, not long drink glasses, more like 0.2 glasses, and already have ice inside and frozen. It's a few places pop up. Not sure it's called Rye and Dry is one. There's another one. What's it called? Wait a second. Botanical District is the other one. So there's cool highball places popping up all over Hamburg, and they kind of have the same idea, like make highball small again, because highball is not a too big thing, and maybe use the glasses, the same glasses, and have these ice cubes. And it's interesting what I saw, and I can totally understand, and I had no it's just guessing. I hadn't had the chance to talk to Karen, because a regular, like we use the Hashidaki ice balls, it's an expensive machine. And it's an inefficient machine. I told you in an episode before how kind of sometimes waste of energy, and you know, because you lose many of the produced balls because they are not really like round anymore because they melt. But still, and I think what's really changing, because I thought maybe they don't have the machine because they are not super efficient and also they're expensive, so it's maybe a little bit tricky, especially when you start a business, to buy these machines. And I mean, it's the same when you take care about it, you can come to the same results with ice cubes. No, you know, thought about that. But what I think, what will really change in the future, I guess, is especially also in my businesses, we are thinking really much about this, is does a bar really need ice machines? And when you start a business, you should think about this. I mean, in Boilerman Bar, we have, in our small one, we have like 5 ice machines running. In Le Lion, we have 5 to 6 ice machines running. In the Half Month, we have 5 Hoshidakis with a crushed ice, I guess. In Zurich, we also have 8. In Munich, we have 5. So I guess we bought like, let's add this up, 20, 25 more ice machines. Hoshidaki, each of them is like, I don't know, 4,000. So we spent 100,000 euro. Not us. It's also the hotel 25 hour. So we spend lots of money on ice machines. You have the maintenance costs. You have the power costs, the energy. Water, that's maybe not that expensive. But still, many, many things come together. especially when you start a bar, you are always afraid of, you know, will it break? I mean, I had to pay so many people coming in, you know, especially on the weekends when the ice machine broke, especially when you only had two in the beginning and you need to rely on each of them because you have two types of ice. And I'm really thinking about this will change because there's more and more good suppliers of ice in Hamburg and also Germany. And also they start to offer you really different types of ice. And it's getting really professional and accessible and cheaper. I guess, I'm not sure if when I will open my next bar, especially when it's an urban bar in a downtown area where the lease is expensive, I'm not sure if I still will buy ice machines. I think I will stop buying ice machines and I will, you know, make big freezers and just buy enough ice. Because you take out so much work and so much critical points from your bar and you can focus on your bar business. I think it's something we really should all think about, especially when it comes to urban places. Don't get me wrong, when you have the space, the time, everything, you know, and the money, I don't know. Sometimes it's good to have an ice machine. You can do it in-house. But I have this strong feeling that especially when it comes to new places, because you need money, you always don't have enough money. And just two ice machines, two types of ice, that's easily 7 to 10 grand. I am thinking about delivering ice, especially like in big cities for bars. I know many places in Berlin who don't have a ice machine anymore. And I think we are going the same way. We will take out, especially maybe I'm thinking about if we hire a place, we are just checking possibilities, and we'll take the business to one place and then deliver on our own all our bars. This can maybe one solution. Or if we just, you know, contact a big supplier and just get supplied. But I'm really thinking about taking out ice machines out of my business and also taking out the existing one. Because they're always, I mean, don't get me wrong, Hoshizaki, they are really solid. It's a good machine. But you have the maintenance cost, you have all these. And especially what's very interesting, when you build a machine, it's really getting hot. So when you have one or two or three ice machines, normally you do them somewhere in the basement, in some small rooms, and they really heat up. It's a problem. It's a logistic problem. It's a technical problem. It's a space problem. So I guess I have the feeling in my world this will change. I would love to hear your experience on ice machines. Do me a favor. Check out Tipsy Bakery. It's a nice concept. I like it. And I think it's worth visiting. And give me your feedback on ice. So, I think I now still need to retire a little bit from the last night. So, please forgive me. Let's speak again tomorrow. Goodbye, my friends. Check out entreliqueur.net for more information about my liquid entrepreneurship and small bars daily business. Do me a favor, on the website you also find a newsletter sign up. Please sign up. And in general, please, I would love to hear your feedback. Send me your thoughts. And even more important, send me your questions. I will try to answer them.